Get it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Inspire Before We Expire show. I am your host, Terrell Sumter. Guys, I'm very grateful, thankful, and graceful to see another day. That's never a promise. Ladies and gentlemen, before I start today's show, you know how I start off each episode. I want you all to close your eyes. 10 to 15 seconds. Visualize. Where do you see yourself in the next 6 months? Guys, I want you to deeply breathe in, breathe out. Then I want you to release those fears, those limited beliefs, those doubts, those naysayers. Put it all behind you and move forward. As we know, today is present. Yesterday had its obstacles, its challenges. Today has its possibilities and opportunity. Today, my guest today is all about opportunity, all about chasing her dreams. Even when it was during her darkest moment, still allowed, still pushed herself to get to where she is today. Guys, I want to introduce you to a young lady who has been dipped in adversity. Strokes of splendor with all the colors of Caribbean, a true island girl who was born in 1984, one of the most culturally diverse nations in the world, Trinidad and Tobago. Her natural tough for creativity was discovered and developed at an early age because of her family's active involvement in the world's famous carnival. She attributes her extraordinary creative ability to her family's respective creative legacy. The art of painting quickly stroked its way into her identity, making her a household name on the island by her mid-20s. Wow. Her fascination for contrast, textures, fabrics, and what made its way into her jaw-dropping kaleidoscope pieces, uniquely infused glass, acrylic, and other materials on canvas, which propelled her into achieving a valuable international clientele. Through her young career, she has already exhibited work in multiple nations, including Trinidad and Tobago, and neighboring Caribbean islands, New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Philadelphia, Australia. Her work has also been featured at celebrity auctions such as Dick Gregory Foundation and other numerous pop-up art shows all over the world. Her story now inspires young women to take ownership of their own creativity. She is now developing a mentorship system where she can assist and guide young women around the globe. She believes that every woman has a voice and her voice should never be silent. Guys, I want to introduce you to her first time on the show, the one and only Miss Andrea McKenzie. Andrea.
Hi, hi. I'm fine, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad to have you on the show today. I know we've been connected for some time now, and I reached out, and I just thought that, you know, you really have something to share with our audience and listeners today. So, Andrea, if you can really just give us a background of who you are, where you grew up, and just, you know, going from there, that'd be awesome.
Well, I originally grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, mainly Trinidad, Port of Spain, Woodbrook to be exact, you know. Real island girl. Recently moved to Georgia about a year now. Pursuing the dream.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. So you're saying you spent a lot of your childhood life in Trinidad or so?
I spent my entire childhood in Trinidad.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. So when exactly, like, you know, did the journey of art and becoming this phenomenal artist you are today, when did that begin for you?
It's, I've been painting, let's say, for about 22 years. Okay. 5 years full time.
Okay.
So I decided I want to pursue my art 5 years.
So what got you into that, though? Like, what was that one day that
it was always a therapeutic thing for me. I did marketing. I was working at an establishment in which I got fired. So there I was crying, wondering, you know, what am I going to do with my life? You know, what is my purpose? So these are the questions I started to ask myself. I wanted to sell some of my art stuff, and then something told me, you know, I should start by painting. So that's what I did. I was like, you know what? I'm about to make this art dream a reality. Of course, I didn't get much support.
Right.
That's crazy. Art is not, people don't view art as something stable. You know what I'm saying? And it is difficult to become a full-time visual artist.
Okay.
You know, not for everybody. Yes, you should do things to reach where you're going if you cannot sustain. You know. So I decided, you know, and I made up my mind to do this. I used to say I want to be an international artist before. Was to pray about it, like, God, please make me an artist. But then you're not doing the work, you're not even painting.
Right.
So I decided that this is, you know, the seed that God has planted in my heart, and right. I'm about to pursue.
Right. No, I think that's awesome. And, you know, I wanted to go back to the point where you said that before art, you was in marketing, correct?
Yeah. So
you said that something occurred and that you you said you got fired. So if you can tell the people, I think people really need to listen, you know, to this, because it's always a turning point, right, that allows us and pushes us closer to where we really, really, truly need to be. So tell us about what happened that day and how did you feel at that moment and things.
Well, you know, I felt terrible.
Okay.
There I am in my mid-20s. You know, you're seeing other people settle then within their career, within their job and stuff like that. And I felt lost. I felt upset, you know, because then you're thinking what direction you want to go. In life, sometimes we make our plans and, you know, the famous quote is God laughs at that. You know, so that point was a turning point in my life because I had to figure out what is my purpose. You know, what do I want to be? Where do I want to go? You know, and I was upset now. Looking back, I'm so grateful that I was fired. Because if I wasn't fired, you know, I wouldn't have picked up that brush again. I wouldn't have picked, you know, realized what I really wanted to be.
That's interesting. You know?
So sometimes things happen in life and change the whole direction.
Right.
You may not end up where you thought you would have been, but you will end up where you need to. Should be.
I love that. So what's some advice you'll give to some younger woman out there that's tuned in right now, going through something similar, just feel stuck, feel lost, just don't know their direction right now?
It's a natural development in life. You know, we don't know everything. We don't know all the answers. You need to look within yourself deep down to figure out, you know, what you want to do. What is your talent? Everyone is born with a talent. Everyone. Whether it's with your hands, with your mind, cooking, sewing, anything. Speaking, helping with kids. You know, you have to sit down and think about where you want these things to go. You know, never in my wildest dreams I thought I'll be in what I'm doing right now. But it's something that I love and I'm passionate about. So it will take some soul searching, you know, some spiritual enlightenment.
Absolutely. So go ahead.
It might even take some isolation.
Yes.
Because after I got fired and I told myself, you know, you need to figure your life out. You really need to decide where you want to go. And I isolated myself from friends, from everyone, just to figure out myself.
Right.
It was okay because not everybody gonna understand. And that's cool. You know, sometimes you just have to do things for you.
So true. So true. So what is it about art that gains your attraction that you said this is something that you really want to do for the rest of your life, like something that you want to pass down to just even the young people that's coming up to look forward to?
I feel like if I could express myself through art, I feel like I'm telling a story.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That I could use my gift to motivate and you know, promote self-esteem and all these different things. It's an outlet.
I love that. I love that. And you spoke of also isolation as well. For those who just continue to be around nothing that's helping them gain focus or momentum along their journey, how could they separate themselves from that? How can they like to gain focus? So how do we isolate from what distracts and pull closer to what tracks?
The thing about it is that it is not an easy process, because you might be around people that you grew up, you know, friends that you grew up with, and some of us feel guilty for stepping out of that.
Mm.
But growth is to be a painful process. You know, when you're growing, God is going to make you uncomfortable. And it's the truth. Mm. If you feel like those 5 people that you are around, or 10 people, or the crowd that you surround yourself, that you are not feeling motivated to be better, uplifted to be better, then that's the wrong crowd. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay for you to step away to find yourself. That's what it's about. We are all growing. We are all learning. You just have to decide what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying turn your back on your friend. But at some point in life, you have to pull yourself away and really find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I love that. Find yourself. Young people that's listening right now, I really need you to take some time to implement, take your notepads and pens out, and implement this into your life and share with a friend as well, because, you know, sometimes we're around those who really not pushing us forward, only pushing us backwards, and we need to surround ourselves around good people and at a level we desire to get to. It takes time and it's a process, you know, but what Miss Andrea is saying to you is, it takes time to find yourself. You sometimes have to isolate yourself from the pack and from those you may know the most and from those not bringing nothing to the table. So I think that's an interesting point, and I thank you for really, really sharing it, Andrea. Now, who is it currently in your life that really, really inspires you the most to continue to keep going and continue to keep pursuing with your art and the lifestyle?
I mean, there are various people, you know, just by simple upliftment from strangers, you know. I often look at different stories, you know, Oprah or, you know, Yanla, or you need to find people that you look up to that has a story as well.
Mm.
You know, mentor. Look for some sort of mentorship. I myself looking for that in Georgia presently, because you need someone that could help you along the way.
Mm.
You know, you have to surround yourself with people smarter than you, whereby they could teach you something. You understand what I'm saying? So right now I'm currently looking for mentorship, I would say. But I do read a lot. I do educate myself. I do look at people that been through things and have that experience from then to now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I suggest that.
Right, right. That's awesome. I love that. Mentorship is key. I wanted to touch on, I see that you really, you know, did some traveling, you know, with your art and is expanding continuously. So throughout, you know, Trinidad, Tobago, the Caribbean Islands, New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Australia as well. So tell us about that. Tell us how the process worked and, you know, a little bit about the creations you've made throughout that time.
Well, you know, honestly, social media has helped me a lot to connect with these people. My art has been shipped to Australia, to various places in the world, which is great because, you know, you wonder how people find you, which is basically, you know, through social media as well and different channels, word of mouth, whatnot. My experience in DC and New York required me getting up, putting on my clothes, going in the street, and, you know, physically looking for opportunities.
Okay.
That's what that is what I. It may not be the best for someone else because everyone has their own lane and their own journey.
So true.
But I that's how I got my opportunities as well.
Okay. So you what know? Was it? Okay.
So I may have a friend in DC that has a day off, you know, I would say, you know, meet me on your street or whenever. Just, you know, chill.
Right.
That's how it goes. That was my method. So it's nice to see something grow and develop and something. But you have to put in the work. Because I've gotten many doors closed on me. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta keep pushing. Keep pushing, you know. I gave George until the end of the year. And I was like, I'm gonna leave this place. But then things started to turn around. Prayers started to be answered. You know?
So what drives you the most? And you spoke of rejection. Like, how do you now do rejection?
Listen, if you get rejected from an opportunity, it just was not your opportunity. That is basically what it is. It's just not your crowd. Sometimes in life, we want certain things, but God just wants more for us. And it's the truth. If you get rejected, you smile and you keep it pushing and keep believing, right? Focus on your craft and develop your craft. You know what I'm saying? Because that is what it is important. Not everyone has bills and all these different things. So I can't sit here and be like, oh, don't study money. We all have responsibility. But the more you develop your craft and your style and your uniqueness, you know, someone is going to come along and recognize.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so if I get rejected from an opportunity, I know, guess what? That just was not for me. You know, and a bigger door is going to open. And that came from time. You know, of course, I used to be in my feelings before, you know, but now, you know, I have a better understanding of how it works.
I love that. I love that. I love the quote that you said. You and I had a conversation the other day, and I actually wrote this down. You said, when you are at your lowest, God sends people, you know, like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Also, I love that you said that when you have purpose, that's what keeps you going as well. And I think that's big, you know, when you're moving as a force and things of that nature, knowing it's not an easy task, but you're taking it on, right? And you're making the most out of it. So I really want to get into this art, you know, honestly, and just everything you're creating on a day-to-day basis. You know, so just tell us a little bit about just your business and tell us exactly where are you at today with it.
Well, I am currently, as as you have seen, I am being honored.
Yes.
For an award for the Black, the Black Excellence Movement. I also got offered a show, an experience on demand that will be, you know, showing my journey, my craft, how I do things, my business, you know, me in different events, stuff like that.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And let's, you know, all the details go, but soon you'll see that, and I'll be seen in a lot of events upcoming as well.
Right.
So, beyond that, I do you know, personalized pieces for clients and homes, businesses.
Okay.
All depends on, you know, what the person is looking for. As you can see, I do two styles.
Okay.
Acrylic on canvas or different materials, including glass.
So what makes a great artist?
Oh. I think you have a better impact when you do things from the heart.
Passion.
When someone could feel something from your creativity, and your uniqueness, you know, and when you do, when you create, and you just don't feel to something, you have to put in that work, and you know, develop it. To become greater, you know.
I love that. That's awesome. You saying that, you know, when someone feel it, because there's a quote I always love to reference from the late great Maya Angelou is, people may not remember who you are or what you did for them, but they would never, never forget how you made them feel. So what are some, like, you know, your favorite pieces, maybe your top five that you've made that you're really, really proud of, you know, of the work that you've did, because you knew it took some time?
That's a bit of a hard question, because in my instance, everything that I paint has a part of me in it, you know, has an emotional message. I painted one called Unchained Love. You know, they were hugged up under shackles, covered in glass. You know, that had a powerful message. Can't remember all, because my art is so many. I don't know, it's just difficult. And sometimes you may make a piece and it's hard to let it go. You know, because it has so much of you in it.
I've seen you make some great pieces. I think that was the finer pieces I've seen in, you know, my life. Is like pieces you did of like Prince, of Nelson Mandela, Michael Jackson. So tell us about that. Like, you know, I think that especially for those that's looking to pursue, you know, becoming an artist and getting into painting and into that industry. So just share with us about that. Just during that moment, what's going through your mind and what kept you focused, and just a few words to those people that's looking to also pursue art, and tell them one thing that they shouldn't do that you did and you learned your lesson from. I know it's kind of like a question, but take your time.
You know what I did? I listened to too many people. They had a time where I was listening to so many different advice on what I should be, right? And how I should be, that I lost my sense of self. And that's something you should never do. Be true to yourself, you know, and paint what you want. Because this is a reflection of you. As I said, someone else's journey is not yours. Right? Art could stretch into a wide range of different things. You have no idea how your blessings are going to come. You know? So this is something I did, and it made me feel a little doubtful of my personal potential and my art. You know? And that was wrong of me. Because you have your goals, you have your dreams, you know, you're interacting with people that, you know, on a level, you know. So obviously you're gonna take their advice. Oh, you should paint this, you should paint that. But that's wrong. Because you don't know how God is going to bless me.
Right.
Doing what I'm doing. So that is a major thing I will tell any artist. So please just do what you want to do. Paint what you want to do. Express your own self. Get your own niche. Get your own style. You know, it's good to look up to others as well and other artists, but have something unique about you.
That's dope. I love that. And you, like I say, you know, you was just, you've did some paint. Like, I was looking, I'm like, man, it's just like dope ass work that you just like know that it take time and it takes so much. It takes a little sweat equity. It takes a lot of sweat equity. So as you was like creating these pieces and painting, you know, Nelson Mandela and a lot of great people who've led the way for us all. Just tell us what was going through your mind at the moment. Like, how were you, you know, really feeling at that moment, knowing when you finally put that piece together?
What I did is this is something I do. Like, okay. If I'm doing Nelson Mandela, I would listen to some of his speeches while I'm doing that. That's just me. That's my thing. I always listen to music while creating my piece because it calms me, puts me in a zone. When I am painting certain people, I would just listen to their teachings, their, you know, listen to Prince when I'm doing, you know, that's my personal thing, you know, but everyone has their thing because I want to feel what the person felt. I like to research people, you know. I'm also from Trinidad too, so I like to research, you know, of the history of the person, what they went through, what they did while painting them.
Wow, that's awesome. So I now know that you're in a space where you're now inspiring women and younger women as well, most importantly, to take ownership and to use their creativity to also take it, you know, to that next level. Like, why is that important to you for you at this moment right now in your life?
I feel like younger women need to understand that they could do whatever they want to do. They could be whatever they want to be. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. You know, you just need to focus on yourself. You need to know your worth, basically, and don't let anyone make you feel different. And it took me a while to find that within me as well, you know, because there's a lot of women or people that are out here smiling and you don't know what they're going through. So I just want to use my story, even if it's to help 5 people to be inspired, I will feel good about that. You know, so I'm developing my brand and myself as a woman. So when certain things have fallen into place, then I could really put other women on a platform as well.
And what do you feel like your clients, like, what's that attraction, you know, that you feel like they're mostly attracted to you when they come across and, you know, getting your help and your assistance? So.
Oh, I don't know.
What do you feel like you stand? How do you feel like you stand out? What makes you stand out from other artists that are out there?
My aura, my uniqueness. There are many layers to me that, you know, a lot of people don't know and they would like to find out. I'm not the most expressive person, in which I have to work on, whereby speaking, I express myself in my art. You know, me coming from Trinidad as well. They want to know about my culture because, you know, it's a big cultural difference from home to here.
That's big. So how often do you visit back home, though, in Trinidad?
Well, I'm only here a year. I intend to go back for Christmas.
Okay. So do you usually do some art shows and stuff like that when you're back home as well?
Sometimes I'm so booked with personal projects that I don't have time to do a show. So maybe in the near future, because I have so much going on here, especially for the calendar 2020.
Right. What's one of those most memorable events that you've been to or host and you was able to display your work? And what was that one conversation you remember from that event that really stuck to you today that you just can smile about?
Dick Gregory. You know, when I did that Dick Gregory piece, he was just so funny and so enlightening, you know? When you were auctioning the piece, he was like, you know, she doesn't come with the artwork now. You know, this is just, and he told me, he said, you know, you're a very gifted young lady and I know you'll go far and good luck with your journey.
Mm.
So, he rests in peace and I'll always remember that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that was legendary by meeting, you know, Dick Gregory and everything of that nature and even being able to being in the same room, you know, with the, you know, great, great gentleman like that as well, you know, paved the way. I think that's awesome. Yeah, so, you know, I'm really enjoying you so far. And I thank you also for taking time out your schedule. I like to do this every show. I like to show gratitude to my guest interviews, you know, coming from different walks of life all around the world. Andrea is currently outside Atlanta, Georgia area right now. And she took the time to really be here and she's been excited to come on. So I thank her for really showing her vulnerability, at least trying to express a little more, but she expresses a lot in her art. Like she says, doing it 24/7, being present, it was matter, and being able to share her story, her journey of also just being that advocate and mentor also to younger women and wanting to expand more as an artist and as a woman of empowerment and leadership. And as a God-fearing woman as well. So I think that's powerful. And you ought to really, really take some time to listen. And once the episode, you know, is finished and everything, to reach out to Andrea, to connect with her and tell her what you most enjoy from the interview. And, you know, looking at her artwork, showing some love. And we wanted to thank today's sponsors, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's completely no charge. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, where it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and many more. Guys, it's everything you need to make a podcast. Honestly, it just takes for you to really get started. Go ahead and download the free Anchor app and go to anchor.fm and look forward to seeing you create your show. Yes. And if you outside of Atlanta or nearby, also support her at her event too. Get the tickets, you know, online, and she can be able to share that too as well. As we continue our interview, and I just wanted to show that gratitude to Andrea, though, honestly, like, you know,
thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, as you said that you have a show, you know, coming in the process and something you're looking forward to. I know you really can't go too much in detail, but how do you feel about that? You know? Like, how long did it, the process take? How do you now feel about knowing it's finalized for you?
Pardon? How do I now feel?
Yeah, how do you feel about the show? You said that it's in the process. I know you can't go too much in detail.
Shocked, excited, okay. You know, a tad bit nervous. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't even explain to you.
Okay.
The feeling, because like right on that moment, this year hasn't been, you know, it was really rough, really, really rough.
Okay.
And you go from like, God, you know, okay, I need to make this step and that next step. And then you just get a phone with this amazing opportunity that's going to change your entire life. You know, you're getting the platform that you're praying for, because it's not only about me, I guess, that, you know, I also want to create opportunity for other people as well.
Right.
So it is amazing. And I'm happy that they believe in me. You know what I'm saying? I've been praying for that, for someone to really believe in me and invest, because a lot of people will want you, very few people will invest. You know, so yeah, I can't wait. I wish I could tell you more, but my hands are tied at this time.
Absolutely. I love the quote you just said, though. You said something about invest. You just said it just now. You said a lot of people
would want you. Very few people would invest in you. That is why I suggest in any genre, anyone that's pursuing anything, you know, please go with discernment. Not all money is good money. Not all opportunity is the one for you. And anything fashioned, anything I would say designed by God, you do not have to lower yourself to get by any means. You don't have.
Oh, wow. I love that. Well, I just noticed too as well, it's September 11th today, you know, and as we know, years ago,
yeah,
something, you know, an event happened. And it just came to me as I was looking, you know, at the time, the date. And, you know, I'm very grateful. You know, I know we all grateful to really be here and be present. Because we have to know that God is doing his work and we just have to do ours during this time, because there's certain events that we can't control, but what we can control is this up here, and that's our mind, you know. I just think it's big to really know that we all have a gift, and Andrea's gift is art, and expressing herself and being passionate and loving and, you know, being filled of soul as she does her art, things of that nature. So I just wanted to also, you know, pay remembrance to those who, the families of those who's impacted by that, you know, event years ago. Honestly, we just can continue the interview. Sorry about that, Andrea. It just came to me, you know. But Andrea, I wanted to ask the next question is, you know, when you say you was going through like a challenge this year or so, how did you overcome? You know, because I feel like a lot of my listeners, they go through challenges and they just don't know how to grow through it. So if you can really share that, that'd be awesome.
Listen, if you're going through a storm, you have to go through it. But, you know, it is what it is. You have to go through it. There are certain things in life that will happen, and certain lessons. Because to me, everything is a test and everything is a lesson.
Right.
And if you can't learn that lesson, it's going to keep recurring and recurring. That means you're prolonging your success. because you just have to learn that lesson, you know. During this year, God was preparing me for certain things that just happened, you know. So what are you going to do? Give up now and not see what's around the corner? Or just buckle down, focus on what you want, and just go through the storm, because nothing lasts, good or bad. You know? Learn your lesson, and my famous words, keep it pushing.
Yes. And what does your day-to-day consist of?
I wake up before I do not touch my phone as I wake up. I think those first few minutes of, you know, rising on a morning should be filled with positivity, you know, because that sets your day. So I wake up, I say my prayers, I meditate, I do something uplifting, probably Abraham Hicks. You know, just fill myself with that good energy. Tell myself, you know, today's going to be a productive day. Thank you, God, for my roof over my head. Thank you for all the ups and downs, the blessings that I'm receiving, those I'm about to receive. Guide me. You know, on this journey, and that's it.
Absolutely.
The first thing in the morning, I make sure and fill myself with positive stuff. Before I go and touch the gram, you know, reach for the gram, the emails, just take time and reset your mind. Please. You know, envision how you want your day to go, whichever task that you have to do, and then start.
That's awesome. You also said also in our previous conversation, you said something about affirmations that you use as well, like I am affirmations.
It is important, at least for me, that you listen, that you tell yourself positive things.
Yes.
Because what you believe about yourself is what other people will believe. You know? So affirmations to me is a personal thing, because we all want different things. So you have to write down what you think about yourself, you know? And that's it. It's like a conditioning of your mind. Because anything you keep telling yourself is eventually what you would believe. It's important.
Absolutely.
You know, I suggest a vision board as well.
Okay.
You know, it's easy, it's effective.
A vision board. I've heard that before, but I don't hear it quite too often. So tell us, like, why should we invest in a vision board?
A vision board is important. You know, on the vision board, I have, what I desire, whether it's career-wise, a new car, sticking to taking care of yourself, weight loss, whatever it is. You know, you take a piece of paper and you stick different things on it. So let's say you want to manifest a Lexus or a BM, whatever. You put that up.
Okay.
Say you want to manifest yourself collecting an award, put that up. You know? So when you wake up, that's the first thing you see. And you'll be happy about it because you know it's on its way. How it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, is not your responsibility.
Okay.
That's God.
Yes.
Your responsibility is just to work, develop yourself, and feel great. It's like a child, you know, children around Christmas, right? When a child asks for a bike before Christmas, they're not asking you anymore. You know, I want a bike, and that's it. They know they're going to get it, right? They know they're going to get it. So I apply the same, you know, method to that. I think vision boards are very important. It's very important. Just to have a nice, you know, outlook of what you really desire. And you have your short-term goals, you have your long-term goals.
Love that.
This year, I said I'm going to stick to my working out. You know, that's a short-term goal, that's a small goal, you know. You just want to stick to taking care of yourself, your mind, your body, your spirit. So that's just an example.
Got you. And who is that one artist currently that you really inspire by their work, you know?
I will see Dito is his name. He does murals and you know, different sound effects and his art and stuff. He's really good. I follow him and stuff. And I remember I asked him a while back, I was like, you know, what could I do to really stand out? And he was the one that said, hey, find your niche. Do something that, you know, is unique and flex. That's where I got my...
Okay.
This is years ago. Because like I said, we need people.
Yes.
We need people that, you know, could mentor us and, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Andrea, we have a few more minutes left. I usually let people, you know, I just wanted to give you some room and space to share something that you haven't got to really share in such a while. Feel free to just, you know, show right now. So feel free to share with our younger woman out there something that they really need to hear and can take in for the long haul. You got it.
There's so many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many things I've learned along the way. You know, the one thing I will say that I said before that I really want women to hear is you don't have to do anything. And I repeat it, anything you do not feel comfortable with to get something you want. Right? Whatever we want is already ordained by God and it's already there. So don't think for a second that you have to feel uncomfortable, you know, in that week to get something that you deserve. Because I've walked away from opportunities and people that did not serve me. And to the outside world, it will be like, oh my God, that's a big, yeah. But if it's not feeling good in my spirit,
mm-hmm.
If it's not right, if I don't feel it's right, I'm going to walk away. Because
mm-hmm.
That's not what God wants for me. It's supposed to be a natural progression, you know, and you know, smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have for you.
It's good. It's good. And, you know, when it's all said and done, what do mostly Andrea McKenzie want me to remember for? When it's all said and done, what does mostly Andrea McKenzie want to be remembered for?
Well, I mean, any true artist, my artistry, my message, my growth, you know, really and truly.
Okay. I love that. That's amazing. If you want, I know you got this event coming up. It's next month, right? The 13th?
The awards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so where can the people that's looking to come to Atlanta or come around in there?
I'm supposed to get all the information today, actually. I haven't gotten everything.
Okay.
I could pass that info on to you. And you could
put it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
Thank you, Paul, you know?
Got you. Okay, Drea, so you could just leave us off with your social media and we'll call it that.
Yeah, Instagram, you could find me at Andreas, Andreas dot Hart, Hert. You know, because I paint from the heart. at Cleon Weeds. You can find me there on Instagram, Facebook, Andrea's Unique Art. Either way, I'm free to answer anyone's questions. You can message me.
Okay.
You know, and we take it from there.
Yes. So are you looking forward to 2020?
Oh, yeah. So now I'm really looking forward to it. I think that it will be amazing. I am getting a good feeling about it. You know, and I'm very inquisitive of how everything, to see how things will unfold for me.
Okay, that's awesome. I love that. Yeah, we're officially going to be out of teens. We're going to be grown people, right? 2020. Andrea, it's been an amazing time with you. Like I said, thank you for devoting time to be on the show today. People, go ahead and subscribe to the Inspire Before We Expire. Follow, support Andrea McKenzie's mission. Go to her website, check out her art, become a supporter, a consumer. Stay tuned for upcoming events that she have in local Atlanta, Georgia areas, surrounding areas. Even if she may come in your city, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York. She's also overseas too. Sierra Leone, these different places, Australia, Bahamas, Trinidad, her home country as well. And just continue to just, you know, follow what's in your heart, people, honestly, because it all starts from the heart. And what we have to know that it's not on the outside, but it's what's on the inside that allows us to pump that fuel and keep going and allow us to pursue our passions every day. Because life isn't easy, but if it was easy, everybody would do it. So this is, this is the Inspire Before We Expire. Leave us a review. I'm sure that there was a few key pointers that Andrea pointed out, younger woman that really intrigued you, or mid-aged woman, or young entrepreneurs, young artists out there that's now tuned in. And feel free to share that with her, not just directly with me, but share that with her as well. So people, I hope you guys have a blessed Wednesday. Let's also remember this day and thanks and love and gratitude and pay homage and pay respect on 9/11 to those who, you know, who lost their lives through the strike event. So we thank you all. Go ahead and follow Andrea McKenzie. Follow the Inspire Before We Expire. I'm Terrell Sumter. That's lovely, great artist herself, Andrea McKenzie, and we're out.
Bye, everyone.